One of the most frequent questions I get in my comments sections on both here and at Event Horizon, especially of late, is could there be a scientifically plausible way for the UFO-UAP phenomenon to be of alien origin? The answer may surprise you, at least coming from me, a known skeptic of an alien origin for the phenomenon. The answer is yes, there is. And there are several ways it could happen, and it seems likely that whatever the origin of the phenomenon or phenomena is, we may well have a final answer on the matter very soon. This answer can come in one of two ways. The first is government, US or otherwise. The report the US government issued to much media attention recently really was just a preliminary report, and an ongoing probe into the matter continues. Other nations, including China, are or have maintained such investigations. This makes sense because anything in the air that is unidentified could pose a threat to civil aviation, and also be a potential national security threat. The problem is, just as in the US government's preliminary report, the public won't be told much. But this isn't because of anything related to alien civilizations. The US government has already said they don't think it's aliens, but couldn't rule it out either, but because of national security, and not wanting to release the capabilities of classified instruments to rival nation states. Indeed, one example of the recently released and much debated US Navy footage of UAPs are also the most high-resolution images ever released of a certain classified system's capabilities. While we all watched and wondered what those objects were on YouTube, every rival of the US Navy was busy looking at the instrument readouts to determine the capabilities of those instruments. And if there is an alien presence in the solar system, conceivably they too now have access to the instrument readouts. Not good. This means that to get to the bottom of the phenomenon, or likely phenomena, a truly public, open, fully scientific investigation is needed, absolutely separate from government and preferably of an international nature. And the good news is, it's going to happen. No less than Harvard University, under the leadership of Dr. Avi Loeb, with researchers and advisors including Paul Davies, Brian Keating, and Beatrice Villarol, the list of which reads a lot like a past guest list from Event Horizon, have secured funding and will be conducting a research program known as the Galileo Project to try to settle the matter of UAPs once and for all. And, more broadly, conduct a search for alien artifacts that could be lurking in the solar system or just passing through. For the UAP, the goal is to openly and publicly photograph them at very high resolution with all-sky survey telescope equipment and multiple sensor data to attempt to identify them, regardless of their origin, with the alien option open. This effort will be entirely separate from any government. It's not illegal to look at the sky. The data they collect will then be publicly available for everyone to see, and the public will be the first to know if something of interest is caught. As Dr. Loeb said to me on Event Horizon, it only takes one of them to be of alien origin to know the answer to the "Are We Alone?" question. This study will also be unique in that it will not be an effort to debunk anything from the outset. No one will be saying that the accounts of the past aren't true or were misidentified or anything like that. People do see unidentified phenomena in the sky. It's simply that it does no good to look at past events regarding UFOs because in many of the cases, all the witnesses are dead and cannot be further questioned. Nor can any more investigation be done on things that happened years ago and the UFO involved is now long gone. All past anecdotes do for a scientific approach in this matter is to perhaps point the scientists in the direction to look, such as within a 100-mile radius of a US Navy task force, apparently. Further, this effort will also look for satellites in orbit of Earth that may be of alien origin, particularly polar orbit. It's not likely that any exist. We monitor space debris constantly, down to the level of paint chips, and if there is such a satellite, someone probably already knows about it. But it would also probably be classified. But if you don't look, you are guaranteed not to find anything. So, no harm in looking. On the solar system artifact side, this project will include an active search for von Neumann or Benford probes that might be in the solar system, but also defunct or no longer functioning artifacts. And that's where the plausibility question for UAPs comes into play. The main argument against an alien origin for UFOs boils down to distance. The vastness of space cannot be understated. You need a whole lot of time, effort, and expended energy to cross interstellar distances. And you need a compelling reason to do so. There is only one that I can think of. Most of the motivations advanced in the past to explain why aliens would come here aren't viable. Every resource available in this solar system is ubiquitous among the entire galaxy. Gold is not rare. We saw a kilonova a few years ago spew out entire planets worth of precious metals, including far more gold than all of planet Earth has. Nor is water rare. Hydrogen and oxygen are two of the most common elements in the universe. Water is easy to make from them, so there is no shortage of water out there. The list goes on here, and at the end of the day, there simply isn't any compelling reason to come here as far as resources go, except one: life. We don't yet know how common Earth analogs are, but there are indications that this planet is not by any means typical and may exist under very rare conditions. As a result, complex life occurring in nature and eventually becoming civilizations may also be very rare. Alien scientists interested in studying life in the universe may take whatever they can get as far as study subjects go, meaning that it may just be worth coming here to study this world of ours, especially if we're the only other planet like this they've ever found that's teeming with all manner of life, great, small, and civilized. We might be the reason they might come. Another argument made against an alien origin for the phenomenon is the universal speed limit, the speed of light, and that carries a number of problems with it as far as traveling interstellar space. This adds time to the mix, but again, this may surprise you, the distance argument in relation to the speed of light actually isn't very good and never has been. The reason for this is how we as humans view time. There is a bias here, in that we've only been a technologically advanced, barely spacefaring civilization for less than a century out of our several hundred thousand year existence as anatomically modern humans. And the concurrent events of the 20th century that led to our exploration of space were often not good. Wars and Cold Wars drove the human exploration of space and may yet again. It's possible that had those circumstances not happened, we may not even be out there yet. Maybe that doesn't happen so much on other worlds, and aliens are instead more strongly motivated to explore space in search of science and learning. Once again, we as a civilization may be of great scientific interest to them. In other words, as far as distance and motivations, it's a valid point, but a very human one. There is no guarantee aliens would have the same motivations we do, and they certainly wouldn't have the same history that we do. Another assumption that's made, again due to our history, is that we won't be here for very long, and we will drive our own extinction through nuclear war or environmental damage, and we will be gone in a few hundred years. Some have predicted sooner. We don't know that, and regardless of where you stand on our future, it doesn't apply to an alien civilization, given that they may never have gone through such circumstances. So we come back to time. Has there been enough time for an alien civilization to have planted probes in whatever star systems they wished all across the Milky Way? Emphatically, yes. There could be technological civilizations out there that are a billion years older or much more than us, and with that kind of time, they could have easily covered the Milky Way galaxy many times over at well below the speed of light. It's only 100,000 light years in diameter. This is both the basis of the Fermi paradox and the concept of John von Neumann's idea of self-replicating probes colonizing galaxies in time frames of only a few million years. Time is important to us, humans, because we currently only live a short time. This may not be the case for aliens, especially if they can alter their perception of time in addition to actual relativistic time dilation. If you live for thousands of years, you may view time and traversing space very differently than a human. But if you're a machine that can replicate yourself or transmit your data to other machines, working on timescales of centuries or thousands or even millions or billions of years may be doable. The issues with the speed of light are only important to us because of our current lifespans and our desire to be able to return back to our own time after traveling. An alien civilization, whether biological or machine, may not feel the same way because they have far more time and different objectives. And then, there's Einstein and relativity. If you absolutely want to and have no interest in maintaining any meaningful link to your own past, then you can cross most of the observable universe at high relativistic speeds within a human lifetime in your frame of reference. The problem is, when you reach your destination, You are far, far into the future from where you left due to time dilation. Time would tick much slower for you while at relativistic speeds than what was going on at Earth. This means that you would end up immense amounts of time into the far future. Everyone you knew would be long dead, and maybe the extinction of humanity may have come and gone, but you would be at a ridiculously distant point in the universe from where you started, far further than the confines of your home galaxy. What if aliens simply don't care about any of that? Of course, it's not that simple. In reality, you need a whole lot of energy to get to the speeds required, but it's not inconsistent with what we know within science, so who knows? Maybe at least on a galactic scale, someone does this. We simply do not know what an alien civilization is capable of or cares about. So here is a way that an alien civilization could have a presence in this solar system and even the Earth's atmosphere. This involves recent thinking on technosignatures within SETI. In addition to seeding von Neumann probes across the galaxy through self-replication, it's also been advanced that passing stars offer a way to deposit probes in star systems of interest, as advanced by James Benford. Over geologic time, the Sun has encountered numerous stars, some even passing through the Oort cloud itself, and any one of them, if it had a civilization, may have deposited probes or equipment in the solar system, or even on the surface of the moon to monitor this planet. So there are actually several plausible ways a probe could be deposited in the solar system. And in SETI, this has been suggested to be something to be looked for, just in case, and why alien probes in the solar system are on the list of technosignatures to search for. And let's not forget Avi Loeb's hypothesis that Oumuamua may have been a piece of alien technology passing through. This search is also an objective of the Galileo Project. So the laws of physics don't prohibit any of that, so here's the kicker. The moment you have a piece of alien technology in your star system, you automatically have a source for UFOs of alien origin. For our purposes here, let's call it the von Neumann 3D printer. We know that 3D printing technology exists. We have it. We also know that it's going to get increasingly advanced as time moves forwards, to the point that we might be able to print out entire space probes using it, or even print out humans. So, could an alien 3D printer sitting in the solar system print out specialized probes to enter Earth's atmosphere and then be spotted as UFOs or UAPs? Yep, they sure could. And it's anyone's guess how likely or unlikely that is. But skepticism pays. It's integral to how you arrive at the truth of something. Open, honest debate must be had, and should be for any candidates the Galileo Project may find. But there's another aspect of this, and it holds some terrifying implications. More on that in a bit. But the von Neumann 3D printer could do more. It could print out aliens, or custom creatures that never existed in nature. Even humans indistinguishable from the real thing. Or they might have even been here so long that they have genetic data on all past life on Earth and could print out a mastodon or a trilobite. And this is where we flirt with aliens of the gaps thinking. One must maintain skepticism when considering aliens because aliens can do anything. It's at this point you could be a 3D printed alien and never know it. Healthy skepticism is good on this matter. But it's also a good thing to investigate aerial phenomena in case there's something to it. And let's face it, for all we know, a UAP could get sucked into a jet engine, regardless of its origin. We need to know about that. And if one isn't from this world, we really need to know about that. But there are costs that come with having close aliens. One is that you may never know if it actually is an alien. With a SETI signal, you have the benefit of distance. If you pick up an obviously artificial radio signal originating from light years away, then you have yourself a bona fide alien civilization, since it would be highly unlikely anything from Earth ever got out that far. With a civilization visiting you, you have a problem, a big one. It shares its space with you. The problem here is due to the Silurian hypothesis and the idea of prior technological civilizations having been on Earth not being possible to rule out. Links to papers by Adam Frank and Jason Wright on those subjects in the description below, along with a link to the Galileo Project. This planet is well old enough to have produced civilizations millions of years before us, and the evidence of them has simply weathered away or subducted under the Earth's crust. It's unlikely, but not impossible, and cannot be ruled out. but it may be more likely in the end than a civilization crossing vast interstellar distances to get here. That previous technological civilization could have been highly advanced and went to space and left Earth to its own devices, not unlike Jeff Bezos' plan for humanity colonizing space. There, Earth becomes a nature preserve, while the civilization moves out to the beyond. Maybe they sometimes come back. So with close proximity, it becomes difficult to know what's alien and what isn't, because that advanced ex-Earth civilization could still be studying the planet and our progress, and have all the technological abilities of the von Neumann 3D printer, meaning they could print out exact copies of humans, totally indistinguishable from us, or whatever they wanted, based on advanced genetic science far beyond our own, meaning that we can't even rely on genetics to determine if something is an alien. Earth life, no matter how old it is or how advanced it was, is still Earth life and not alien life. Earth life of the gaps. And there are other issues. If you happen to have an alien civilization present in your atmosphere that close, then statistically, alien civilizations become likely to be absurdly common. That would mean that technosignatures should be evident everywhere astronomers look, more or less. That's not the case. All they have seen so far is a handful of ambiguous candidates amid a whole lot of nature. The Great Silence stands against alien civilizations being common, but one-offs and flukes do happen, and if we are rare, maybe aliens might take an interest in us. So that brings us to the terrifying. What if some of them do end up being of alien origin? This is the ultimate problem of all. Too often people assume that alien civilizations would be altruistic, friendly, and interested in our good. Human history does not bear that out. When groups of very different humans first meet each other, it has rarely gone well. Though that, admittedly, is another human bias. Yet the animal kingdom seems to work that way as well. Running into another animal can mean competition or getting eaten. And that's due to how natural selection and biology works, and that may be universal to all life in the universe. So, some seem to default to the position that the aliens would be friendly or more evolved intellectually. This is very likely to be an error. No good can come of the presence of an alien civilization in your star system, regardless of what their motives and intentions are. There is zero reason to assume aliens would be friendly or altruistic. They could just as easily be a machine civilization, out to manipulate and eventually destroy all biological competitors. Or it could be an out-of-control AI that someone lost control of millions of years ago, out to protect its own existence at all costs. Or it could be so interested in our good that it will preserve our civilization no matter what it has to do in order to accomplish that. Think on that for a moment. Forced existence. Or the alien civilization could say that we have assessed your naval, aerial, and nuclear capabilities and found them lacking for what's coming. We will need to disassemble Venus to defend you from something far worse than us that's lurking out in the galaxy. Or it could be so advanced as to be indistinguishable from a god, an immortal galactic dictator that can either hate you to death or love you to death. They are basically equivalent when dealing with something far more advanced than you are. Alternatively, you may never know what its motives are, or even be capable of understanding them. All you ever see is the alien indifference of someone watching their ant farm. But what it very likely won't do is welcome you to the galactic family. That can be done from afar by radio. If it expended that much energy and effort to get here, it's not going to focus on making friends, which if UFOs have an alien origin, they have never bothered to do. Rather, it will focus on its own objectives, whatever those may be. To quote H.G. Wells, intellects, vast and cool and unsympathetic, regarded this Earth with envious eyes, and slowly and surely drew their plans against us. The bottom line is that nothing regarding interacting with intelligent alien life is without some sort of frightening reality. This works for SETI too. If you intercept a radio signal not meant for you, then you get to forever ask yourself just what this mysterious alien civilization out there is doing. You'd only know they existed, and you probably would not be able to decode their signal. If the signal was meant for you, the takeaway from that is that aliens are saying, "We see you." The common theme here is that the last thing you could possibly want is a highly advanced alien civilization literally inside your atmosphere with you. You were born in a swimming pool full of sharks with no way out. It's at that point that you no longer live on a planet. You live in a prison and are at the mercy of an all-powerful alien civilization that can do anything it wants, whenever it wants, with impunity, for reasons you may never even understand. In all scenarios, it would mean that the solution to the Fermi paradox was the zoo hypothesis all along, the worst one, and I leave you with one more morsel of food for thought. If you were a government that knew that to be reality and were absolutely powerless to do anything about it, would you tell the world? Or is ignorance truly bliss? Through the Galileo Project, we may soon find out. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently concerned about the von Neumann 3D printer spitting out past Earth life as a favor to us so we can tour our own planet's natural history. Oh, how nice. What if it started printing out carnivorous dinosaurs? Lots of them. To the point that you can't even walk to your car in the morning without an alien-generated velociraptor coming at you. Gee thanks, alien probe. We'd need some intrepid genius to figure out how to hack the probe and get it to print out Chuck Norris's to take care of the dinosaur infestation. Very unsettling, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.